was September 11th, or a few days thereafter. I sat down at my dad's house, watched the TV, and Billy Graham was dressed like a, you know, Catholic priest, you know, with the skirt on and everything. And he's standing there at, like, this ecumenical church service with George W. Bush and all these famous, wonderful, you know, Satan-worshipping, whatever they are, people, you know, that are all there, all these great leaders and everything. And they're all there, and Billy Graham's up there in front with all his, you know, ecclesiastical garb. And he got up there and he literally said, and this is the last time I ever saw Billy Graham on TV, you know, before I quit watching TV at all. But I saw Billy Graham and he said, we know that all the victims of the World Trade Center, we know that they're all in heaven. Okay. Now, how does he know that? They're all in heaven. Man alive. So what is it that you have to do to go to heaven? You just got to be in the right place at the right time. You got to be in that place where the Muslims are coming to bomb and to kill and destroy. And if you're lucky enough to get blown up by a suicide bomber, you are instantly on your way to heaven, according to Billy Graham, America's preacher, the pastor of America. Billy Graham, the man who holds out the Bible that the president of the United States is sworn in on, you know, on the inauguration day. Is Billy Graham still alive? He's still alive. He's probably going to do it, I guess, in January, I would think. You know, when the new president is sworn in on inauguration day in January. You know, he's probably going to hold out the Bible. Probably not going to be the King James. You know, one day, folks, that's going to be me up there. There's no way. Can you see it now? Can you see it? Okay, Barack Obama. Put your hand on the Bible and swear to me that you're not going to pervert this country like I think you are. All right. Come here. Would you put your hand on the Bible and swear this to me now? It's not going to happen. See, Billy Graham's a false teacher. He's a false prophet. He's one of those evil trees that brings forth corrupt fruit that the Bible warns us about. False prophets among us unawares of their damnable heresies, like preaching that... And you say, I think you're wrong about Billy Graham. Okay, well, look, let's just sit down and talk about this, shall we? Because you think I'm wrong. You think I'm wrong about Billy Graham, huh? Well, let's just sit down and talk, because you know what? I want to know whether you really believe the Bible or not, okay? Because the Bible says that the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the servant that he be as his master, and the disciple as his Lord. If they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? And it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, do you believe that? Okay, is Billy Graham being persecuted and hated right now by the world? No. If he wanted to, he could be on channel 3, 10, and 13. Sacramento channels. Tim Witham knows what I'm talking about. You know, 3, 10, and 13 were the channels that you'd get on the, you know, on the rabbit ears in the old days, okay? You know, CBS, NBC, ABC. I don't know what the numbers are here in Arizona, thank God. But think about this, you know, if he wanted to, he could just make a phone call, he'd be on there. You know he would. I mean, he'd be on there tonight, and it would be on the front page of TV Guide. You know, off to the side, be something about Oprah and Britney Spears and whatever in the column. But, like, the front page would be the picture of Billy Graham. Billy Graham's going to be on NBC, CBS, and ABC simulcast on this Thursday night. Just like that, he could be there. Because he's loved by the world, because he's a friend of the world. Brace yourself. Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Right. Face it. I mean, here's the title of the sermon tonight. Billy Graham, the enemy of God. Right? I mean, it's a good title. Maybe I'll use it sometime. Anyway, it sounds like a good sermon. Coming to a church near you. Billy Graham, the enemy of God. Billy Graham, the friend of the world. Billy Graham, the apostate preacher. And so, that's true. But listen to me. The majority is always wrong. The remnant is the one that's doing right. It's always been that way. From Genesis to Revelation, the remnant loves God. The remnant is a believer in the first place. And then the remnant of believers is actually loving and serving God. It's the truth. And anybody who's offended by Billy Graham would not even like 90% of what I preach anyway, so I'm not afraid to just throw that out there, because you know what? Here's my philosophy about preaching. if you don't like it today, you probably won't like it tomorrow. So I might as well just tell you about it today. So that's my motto, by the way. Look at verse 16. I got to hurry, but it says in verse 16, "From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs."